Pray that the Holy Spirit of God will be able to take his word this morning and speak to our heart and help us that we'll be able to grow together in the knowledge and in the grace of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Just trying to encourage and know that there is a great man of God here and preach the word of God. And I just want to just share a few things from God's word this morning that are going to encourage our hearts and help us as we go along the in our Christian journey. Let's take our Bible and we're going to turn to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 8. Genesis chapter 8. We're going to look at Genesis 8 this morning. Genesis chapter 8. We're going to take the reading from verses 6. Genesis chapter 8. And we're going to take the reading from verses 6. Can you please stand together with me as we read God's precious word? The Bible said in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 6, it said here, "And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the water was dry from the off the earth. And he sent forth a dove from him to see if the water were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the water was on the face, for the water was on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off, so no one knew that the water was abated from the earth." Let's pray. Holy Father, this morning we glorify you. We love you and we lift you up. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the multitude of your mercies. And so, Father, this morning we pray that God, as we read your word this morning, Lord, as your word has been a blessing to my life, Lord, I pray this morning that God, you will take your word this morning and be a help and a blessing, God, to the life of your people this morning. And so, God, we can able to see that, God, as you use the things that you have created, Lord, you can even use us to do your service likewise. Bless us and give us a wonderful service this morning. Holy Spirit of God, you just watch over me, fill me with your power. And give me the strength, Lord, by the power of darkness. God, every force of the enemy this morning, we pray against it. And Lord, we pray for liberty and freedom. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now here in the scripture and the passages that we have read this morning, I just want to share this morning on a topic that God uses simple things. God uses simple things. And you and I, as God's people, we don't have to have the things of this world for God to use us. You can just be the person that you are this morning. And if God chooses to use you, then he can use you. Now here we find in this passage, if we go back a little back in Genesis, we know that God has created everything in this world. And God has created everything for his purpose. And God knew exactly when and how to use those things that he has created. And so we find that God, as he created the universe, created every plant, every tree, he created the animals, he made man in his image. We find that by the time we reach chapter 7, God said unto Noah that the end of all flesh is come. And God said unto Noah, "I want you to build an ark because I will destroy mankind who I have made. And so God told Noah to build an ark, and Noah was making or made preparation to build an ark. Now, before Noah started to build an ark, the Bible makes mention that God gave him the direction, or God gave him, in our local term, the plan how to build an ark. And anytime God has told us to do something, God will give us the knowledge and the strength and the power to get it done. And so as God said to Noah to build an ark, Noah built the ark according to God's plan. And so Noah put the windows and the doors in the ark. And by the time the ark was complete, God said to Noah, I want you and your household or your family to enter into that ark. And God said unto Noah, I want you to take every clean animal by the pair or by the tools and bring them into that ark which thou hast made. And so Noah followed God's command, and Noah did exactly as God had said unto him. Now when Noah had finished the ark, the Bible tells us in chapter 7 and verse 14 that God shut him in. In other words, the same ark that Noah has built, Noah did not shut the door himself. God shut them inside. It means that when God shut them in, they are safe unless God said to come out. And so Noah went in that ark. And Noah and his family, his sons, and of course the wives, and every clean beast after the kind, the male and the female, they went in that ark together with Noah. Now, when we read in the text that we read there, we find that as the water began to pour, the rain fell from 40 days and 40 nights, and as the rain began to fall and the water began to rise, the ark began to rise up, and every tree was covered, every mountain was covered, and all about it just water all over the place. Now the ark was, and Noah and his family and everybody was in that ark in a place of safety. Now, the Bible said in the end now of the 40 days, God wanted to remove Noah from that ark. And so God, Noah, in that ark, sent forth two birds. We find the first bird that God and Noah sent forth was a raven. And the Bible, as Noah sent forth the raven did not return back again into that ark anymore. And so Noah, he sent forth the raven, and Noah sent forth the dove. Now the raven did not return, but the dove, as the dove flew all over the face of the earth and found no place to rest the sole of her feet, she went back into the ark with Noah. And the Bible said that Noah stayed another 7 days and sent forth the dove, and the dove went out, and in the evening she came in back unto him with an olive leaf in her mouth. In other words, she's saying to Noah that the water is drying up, and so Noah can see signs because of the leaf that the water is drying. Now, in that passage here, we can realize that the two birds right there, the raven and the dove, they came from the same place. They was created by the same maker, but it does different things. And so too, we can find Christian get saved by the same Savior, washed in the same blood, and sometimes fellowship in the same church, and preached by the same pastor, but sometimes Christian does different things. Now we find the raven, and we find the dove. The water at that time was covered every place. That's the reason why the dove could not have found anywhere to rest the sole of her feet. And so the dove came back into the ark, but the raven did not return. Why the raven did not return? To me, I pity the raven as that kind of birds that love flesh. And so because of the flood and every type of creature died, and the carcasses was floating over the water. I believe that a raven stays and this dead flesh and plug them and sleep there and eat there and relax himself right there. And there are some Christians that are fleshly just as a raven. They left the house of God, and all that they do is just eat flesh, sleep in flesh, play with flesh, and never return back unto the Creator. But the dove recognize that this flesh is not for me. The dove recognize these carcasses is not what God wants for my life. And so the dove saw all these dead fleshes, all these carcasses outside them, but the dove recognized there is a place of safety. I think that Christian should recognize the place of safety. So the dove right here we find that God here and Noah used the dove to do what God requires. And if God is able to use a dove to see if the water is dried up from the face of the earth, then God can use you and I to do anything this morning. Just a simple bird. No one else was willing. No one else was ready. No one else was present. But God chose to use a dove, what he has created, to go and do his service and to bring back a message to his servant. God can use you and I to do the same thing this morning. All you have to do is be willing and ready and say, Lord, here I am. Send me. So the dove went out. She came back in the first time. And Noah sent her out the second time. She came back in again and bring forth a message. Sometimes, Christian, our heart gets so hard that God sometimes wonder who should go for us. Sometimes we go, we never return to bring back a message for our Maker. So if God this morning, brethren, can use a dove, then God is able to use anything and everyone that he has saved or created and saved this morning. Not just we find that God uses a dove, but God used another creature that he has created. God use a donkey to speak to his prophet over in Numbers chapter 22. And verse 28 we find the prophet Balaam, when Balaam was going to cause the people of God, and Balaam was riding up on his ass upon that donkey, when Balaam could not pity her, God in his holiness, God in his fullness, when Balaam could not see the angel of God, the Bible said the donkey saw God in his holiness. Yeah. And Balaam, we read, that Balaam took his rod or his staff and he smote the ass, and the Bible said that the Lord opened the mouth of that ass, and that ass was able to speak unto his master Balaam. And if God is able to open the mouth of that donkey, of that ass, to speak to his prophet, then God is able to open you and I mouth to speak to sinners that are going to hell. God is able, this man and brethren. And just the simple things that nobody else thought that God is able to use, God had the power to get it done by them. And so this dumb ass that was carrying Balaam right around, the day came that God said, I want you to open your mouth. Folks, sometimes our mouth seems to be locked down when time for us to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes it's easy for us to speak about every other things, But when come for the Lord Jesus Christ to witness and to tell somebody Jesus loves you and Jesus died for your sin and don't die without Christ and go to hell, sometimes our mouths seem closed. But God is able to open our mouth again. And so the Lord used that ass rider, that donkey, and that donkey was able to bring forth a message and speak to God's servant. Just the simple things. God is able this morning. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above everything that you and I can imagine this morning. Everything that we can think about this morning, God is able this morning. That's the God that we serve. And you and I this morning, we just have to be who we are this morning, and God can use us to do great things this morning. Just simple as you are this morning. Just simple this morning. Not just we find it. But there's another creature that I find that God uses this morning to bring glory and honor unto him. Let's turn and watch that in 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings. God uses a raven this morning to feed his prophet. I'm not sure, and as I read this text and some things going over it, if it was the same raven, but the Bible makes mention that God here uses a raven to take care of his prophet in 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 1. The Bible said here, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, according to my words. And the word of the Lord came to him, to Elijah, saying, Get thee hence, and turn eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it came to pass, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded a raven to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, and he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Now, what we find there is God here. There was a famine in the land, and God said to his prophet Elijah, God said, I want to Elijah, when everything dried up, when every tree dried up, when every river dried up, when every stream dried up, God said to Elijah, I want you to turn yourself eastward, and I want you to go down by that brook Cherith and hide yourself there. There is water in that brook, and I, God, will command the raven to bring your bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. Now, for Elijah to be fed by this raven, Elijah must do according to what God said. And everywhere that God sent you and I, God is able to reach out to us in that direction right there. Now, if God said go eastward and Elijah went this way, then God will not sustain him there because God sent him this way. And so God said to Elijah, I want you to go to the eastward, and there is a brook there. You just go and sit by the brook, stay by the brook, and I will sustain you there. I'm saying this morning, brethren, that everywhere God hand placed you and I, he's able to sustain us. And God knew exactly what you and I need. God knew exactly that Elijah, the man of God, Elijah will be thirsty sometime. Elijah will get hungry sometime. Elijah need bread. Elijah need flesh. Elijah needs something to take care of him. And God said, I will take care of you, Elijah. And so God said to Elijah, for I to take care of you, you must follow my command. Go down to the brook Cherith and dwell there and stay there. And I, God, will command the raven to feed you there, to bring your bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And if God is able to use a raven to feed his prophet, then God can use you and I to take care of his servant anywhere. If God uses that raven, that bird, to take care of his prophet, to send and feed his prophet and make sure his prophet, his servant, is taken care of, then God will call upon you and I to sustain his servant anywhere. So all Elijah does, get himself there and wait on God. Put himself in a place, and God knew exactly where Elijah are. I'm saying this morning, brethren, God knew exactly where you are this morning. Regardless of what you're going through this morning, regardless of what your needs are this morning, regardless of the circumstances around you this morning, God knew exactly where you are this morning. And sometimes we feel that God has forgotten us. Sometimes we feel that God placed us somewhere and God is not remember us. God remember you this morning, brethren. God remember us this morning. There is nowhere we can go this morning, for God cannot reach out to us this morning. You know exactly where you are this morning. As a child of God, all we need to do is just be humble ourselves and say, Lord, if it's that you want for my life, here am I this morning. And so God uses this morning, he uses the dove, he uses the donkey. We find it at the ravens make mention. And then God used another creature. God uses a fish to transport his servant Jonah. When God said to Jonah, I want you to go, we know the story, I want you to go to Nineveh and to preach the word of God. And Jonah refused, and Jonah was preparing to go to Tarshish, and it showed Jonah overboard. Jonah thought all was lost. A matter of fact, Jonah, they threw over Jonah, and I guess the water was so deep that Jonah told himself, listen, I cannot make it in that water. I have no life jacket. I have nothing to carry me back to the shore. And here I am in the midst of that deep water. I cannot do anything. And God shows up, even in the bottom of the water. When Jonah thought all was lost, here God, in his creation, yes, before Jonah came into existence, God has already prepared that fish. And God had a reason why he prepared that fish in that water right there. And when Jonah thought all is lost, Jonah ended up crying and saying, you know what? I cry unto God out of the fish's belly. Because God has provided that fish, knowing that he can take Jonah from the deepest part of the sea and carry him out right on the shore. And if God is able to use a fish to transport his servant, then God can use you and I this morning, what we have, to do his duty this morning. Brethren, everything that we have, or everything God has given us the opportunity to have, is because of his will this morning. Job said, naked have I came into this world, and naked that I'm going to return. And everything God has given to us is for his service, and it's just for this life right here. And God used just a simple fish. When no one was formed, when no one decided to help Jonah, God said, I will help you even in the bottom of the water. All is not lost this morning. There is still hope in God this morning. as a child of God, there is still hope in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And regardless of where you are this morning, regardless of what's happening this morning, God can still remove you from one place and bring you into another place this morning. Sometimes it's amazing what God does to help us. God helped Jonah this morning. God uses a fish to transport his servant Jonah. There's another creature that God had used. God has used this morning a rooster. God had used this morning a rooster to bring conviction upon his servant Peter. You remember Peter? When Peter was so close to the Lord Jesus Christ, and Peter said to Jesus, "You know what? I am prepared to die with you." And Jesus said, "Peter, before the cock crow, dog, you're going to deny me 3 times. Peter did not believe that. And Peter went with the crowd as they're going to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter was right around the crowd, warming himself. And 3 times they said to Peter, "Thou art with this man." And Peter said, "No." And they came back and they said, "Peter, thou was with him." And Peter said, "No." And the 3rd time when they said that to Peter, the Bible said that Peter began to swear and curse. And Peter said, "I know not the man." And the cock crew. And then when the cock crew, Peter recognized what Jesus was said to him many days ago, that was true. And if God can use a rooster to remind Peter of what he had said, God can use anything this morning to remind us about the word of God this morning. All the rooster did, he just crowed. And because of the rooster crow, Peter remember what Jesus had said. As the rooster crow, Peter, I remember Jesus had said that days before these things happened today. And the Bible said that Peter went out and wept bitterly. Why? 2 things. Peter has remember, and Peter was under conviction. And if a rooster, if God used a rooster to bring that conviction and to burden the hearts of his servant and make him cry so bitterly, then God can use anything to convince you and I this morning. God can use anything to remind us this morning. God can use anything this morning to show us exactly where we are this morning. The rooster, all it does, it just crew. We need some roosters in the house of God. One preacher preached that message, and he said there is some birds or some fowls that we don't want in the house of God. And he made mention of the hummingbird. He said the hummingbird is the type of bird we don't want in God's house. Because the hummingbird is not stable. They just whoop, 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 whoop. They're not stable, so you don't want them in God's house. And then he made mention and he said the peacock is another bird that we don't want in the house of God. All it does is just show these beautiful colors, and that's it. He made mention that what we need in God's house is a rooster. When the crow, when time for it to crow. Yeah. When it crow, men going to recognize what God said in his word. Brethren, if God can use this creature, surely this money can use us this morning. Yeah. There is another creature that God has used. God has used a dog. And I know here, the dog is one of my favorite pets. And God has used a dog to comfort his servant Lazarus. When there was no one else to help Lazarus, and we know the story that Lazarus with his sore, and Lazarus was fed with the scrums that was left from the rich man's table, and when nobody else was found to comfort Lazarus or to care for Lazarus or to be there for Lazarus, God used a dog. The Bible said the dog, moreover, the dog licked his sore. And I believe that dog visited Lazarus maybe twice or three times for the day. Right where Lazarus was, I believe that God sent that dog, and every once in a while, that dog will come by Lazarus and maybe wag his tail, and Lazarus maybe will play with it and lick his sorrow and go back where he came from. But God used that. When there was no one else to comfort him, God used a dog, just a simple thing. And that dog comforted Lazarus. He licked his sore and he showed his care and love for Lazarus, the child of God. Burden this morning, if God can use this scripture this morning, if God can use this scripture, if God can use the things that he has created to get his work done, what's about you and I this morning? Can God use me this morning? Just the way that I am this morning? You don't have to be somebody else. You don't have to go somewhere else. You can stay right where you are and be yourself, and God will use you when time for you to be used this morning. Just be humble and just be simple. Just be simple and be humble and say, God, I am available. God, I am ready. God, you have created me for your purpose. You have created me for your reason. And here I am, God. You can just take me anytime, whether to comfort somebody, whether to feed somebody, whether to help somebody. Whatsoever, God, you want me to do this morning, here I am this morning, as I could hear this morning. Because God is able this morning. He is still great this morning. He is still almighty this morning. And this scripture this morning, and maybe if you search the word of God, you can get many more, see many more things that God has used to bring glory unto him. And if God can use these simple scripture, these simple things to bring glory unto him, what's about you and I this morning? What's about you? What's about I this morning? God can use us to do much more than what he did with this scripture. But this scripture was willing. They was ready to serve the master anywhere and anytime. And so to this morning, brethren, I want us to be willing and to be ready to serve and to glorify and to get the work done that our Savior has called us to do. Every one of us here this morning have a duty. Every one of us this morning have a job. Every one of us can work somewhere this morning. Jesus said, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And we are laborers in God's harvest this morning. You may not be the preacher this morning. You may not be the song leader this morning. You may not be the leader of the choir this morning. But there is something that God has for you to do. There is some way God, maybe to cut the yard, maybe something God has for you to do this morning. But there is a work for you to do this morning. There is a work for us to do this morning. And all of us need to come together this morning and get the work of God done and bring glory and honor unto him. Let's bow ahead. Holy Father, this morning, we thank you. We glorify you this morning. We exalt you. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this church right here, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the pastor here. Lord, we thank you because you had called him into the ministry. Lord, we thank you for what he has done in his life this morning and for the way God he was using him this morning. I pray, Holy Father, that you will take him this morning. Lord, his family this morning, Lord. His wife, Lord, his children, his affair this morning. And God, I pray that your hands of mercies, your hands of kindness, Lord, your loving hands will just watch over him, direct him this morning. I pray you'll touch his body, touch the body of his family this morning. Lord, every sickness, Lord, every pain, Lord, every, oh God, Father, circumstances this morning, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we bring it before you this morning. And Lord, we pray that your hands are filling, your hands of mercies. Lord, your direction will be upon the man of God this morning as he shepherd and lead the flock this morning. Give him wisdom, give him knowledge, give him understanding this morning, Father. And Lord, I pray this morning that you'll show him what to do this morning, where to go this morning, Father. You'll put the words in his mouth to speak this morning so that God, you will stand and preach thus here, the Lord, this morning. Holy Father, I pray you to the congregation this morning. Every person this morning, every brother, every sister, every boy, every girl this morning. Lord, we thank you, God, for the warmness. We thank you for the love. We thank you, God, for the welcome here this morning. Oh God, I pray you'll take your people this morning, Lord. Wheresoever they are this morning, whatsoever they're going through this morning, Father, you know everyone by the name this morning. Holy God, you even know the very hair of our heads, every number of it all this morning. And so, Father, we commit, oh God, into your hand this morning. Lord God, the members of this church, Lord, the brothers and sisters here this morning, oh God, fill them with your love this morning. Comfort them, oh God, with the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, supply every need this morning, Lord. Whatsoever need, whatsoever circumstances, whatsoever situation this morning, God, we call upon you this morning that you'll help this ministry here, help this church to grow this morning. God, we pray against the power of darkness. We pray against his plans. We pray against, Lord, Father, his intention. Lord, no weapon that is formed against this ministry, Lord, may that you will not prosper this morning. But God, we pray that you will break it down this morning, Father, and destroy, oh God, every weapon. Destroy every plans of the enemy this morning. Lord, we pray for liberty and freedom this morning. Lord, I pray, God, that you help us this morning, Lord. Even pray for Brother Jack this morning, Lord, and the mission board directors. And Lord, we pray as we travel, oh God, all the missionaries, Lord, as we move from one place to another, God. We pray for John and Moses. We pray for your goodness, Lord. We pray for your help this morning, that you bless us according to, God, your will this morning. Lord, help me this morning. Be with my ministry back home in Grenada. Be with my family, oh God, back home, Father. And help me, O God, to help me, O God, to be a blessing, Lord, to your people this morning, to receive blessing from your people, and Lord, to be able to be a blessing to your people this morning. Lord, we pray you help us to partnership together, to walk together, Lord, and to bring glory and honor unto you. Bless us and give us a wonderful day, for we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.